I'm fine. You having a good time?
Just got here.
What are you doing?
I'm going to kill one of these turkeys.
All right, well, you kill one for me and bring it back now. Don't put any arsenic in it.
Arsenic, my friend, I think it up so damn it'd be real good for you.
Charlie, I hate to bother you, but you, all you damn fellas advocated. I talked to Les Aarons and told him I was going to keep talking to trying to reach you till 6:30 when I've got to appoint a commission and issue an executive order tonight on investigation of the assassination of the president, because this thing's getting pretty serious and our folks are worried about it.
Yeah.
It's got some foreign complications, CIA and other things, and I'm going to try to get the Chief Justice to go on it. He declined early in the day, but I think I'm going to try to get him to head it. I'm going to try to get
Justice
John...
Warren?
Yeah.
I think that's a mistake.
I'm going to try to get John McCloy. Well, we just got to...
You didn't ask me to say. Well,
what I want to talk to you about, I'd be glad to hear you, but I want to talk to you about, he thought it was a mistake until I told him everything we knew. And we just can't have House and Senate and FBI and other people going around testifying that Khrushchev killed Kennedy or Castro killed him. We've got to have the facts, and you don't have a president assassinated once every 50 years. And this thing is so touchy from an international standpoint that every man we've got over there is concerned about it. And we think we've got to have somebody that can not only be judicious and sure American, but somebody that's had some experience with these CIA matters and other things. So we're going to try to get John McCloy from an international standpoint, Alan Dulles. We want to get Jerry Ford from the Appropriations Committee. We want to get Dick Russell from the Armed Services Committee. We want to get John Sherman Cooper because he's had some international background and ambassadorial experience. And Alan Dulles and John McCloy, and we want to ask the Chief Justice to preside. We hope that we've talked to the leadership in both houses and asked them to cooperate with the commission. And
cooperate, my friend. I'll tell you one thing, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I think to call on Supreme Court guys for these jobs is a kind of a mistake. I thought so.
It is on all these other things. I agree with you on Pearl Harbor, and I agree with you on the railroad strike. But this is a question that could involve our losing 39 million people. This is a judicial question.
I don't want that to happen. Of course, I was a little disappointed in the speech of the Chief Justice, and I'm talking real plainly.
Yeah, yeah.
He jumped at the gun, and of course, I don't know whether the right wing was in this or not. You've been very discreet. You mentioned the left and the right.
That's right.
I am for that. Well, look, Jerry Ford is a top drawer guy on our side.
Well, isn't he? You can't name George just between us. I don't want you to repeat this to him. But I can't name George Mahon because he's from Texas, and it happened in Texas.
Where's the guy that I prefer on there to be Tom Clark? But I guess
no, you can't do it. I want it, Tom Clark. You can't do it. He's Texas, Charlie, and they might somebody say a Texan did it, you know.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Well, if you're set on that, as far as...
Well, I'm not set. I want to talk to you. I discuss it. This is my best judgment. I think I can get Dick Russell. I haven't talked to most of these people, but I did talk to Russell. Russell doesn't want to do it, but he thinks it ought to be done. He thinks I've got to have some top justice.
And I'll find Jerry Ford.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Now, you help us and protect my flanks there, because I don't want a bunch of television cameras running on this thing.
Well, I don't want any television.
Okay. I don't want the House and Senate committees. I talked to Eastland. He said he's not going to run his. McCormick.
I don't think we started one of them.
No, you haven't, and McCormick said he wouldn't, and I just want to be him a leader, too.
Well, you're damn right.
I noticed the other night the man spoke up and first man in line. I haven't forgotten it. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.